This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. 9-year-old Charlotte Cena went missing Saturday night at Morrow Lake State Park, north of Albany, New York, while on a camping trip with her family. Governor Kathy Hochul confirmed yesterday that Cena was kidnapped and that the accused abductor is in custody. She also said Sienna appeared to be in good physical condition and she was rescued last night. Hochul said the suspect left a note at Charlotte's parents' house demanding ransom. Fingerprint analysis led to the man's mother's home, where a SWAT team found Charlotte in a cabinet inside a camper. The suspect will be charged after officials go through all the evidence. Texas Democrat Congressman Harry Cuellar is said to be okay after he was carjacked last night in Washington, D.C. Authorities and Cuellar's office say it happened about a mile from the U.S. Capitol. Police are looking for three men who they say took Cuellar's vehicle and his luggage. At least one of the carjackers had a gun. Get ready for your cell phone to go off tomorrow about 2:20 p.m. Eastern. FEMA and the FCC will be conducting a nationwide test for its emergency alert system and wireless emergency alerts. The test will include all radios and televisions. FEMA said in a statement that the test is to ensure systems continue to be effective and a means of warning the public about emergencies, particularly those at a national level. Mariah Carey is going out on tour this holiday season. The Huntington, New York native announced the Merry Christmas One and All Tour. Carey is scheduled to hold concerts in 13 cities. It starts on November 15th in Highland, California, with some big cities in the mix, including Los Angeles, Detroit, Boston, and New York City. Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You is the top-selling holiday song by a female artist in history. Tickets for the Christmas tour will go on sale Friday. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
October is a good time to look up to the sky as the month features two eclipses and two meteor showers. Venus will also make an appearance, shining brightly near the waning crescent moon in the early hours of October 10th and October 11th. On October 8th and 9th, stargazers will see the Draconid meteor shower. Saturday, October 14th, we'll see an eclipse from southern Oregon to southern Texas, starting around 11 o'clock in the morning Eastern. The rest of North America will see a partial eclipse. Dancing with the Stars judge, 78-year-old Len Goodman's official cause of death has been revealed after his passing back in April. Goodman died of prostate cancer, which spread to his bones, according to his death certificate. Former NFL tight end and Super Bowl champion, 70-year-old Russ Francis, has been identified as one of two people who died in a plane crash Sunday at the Lake Placid Airport in upstate New York. The Patriots Football Club confirmed his death. Francis recently purchased the Lake Placid Airways Scenic Tour business. He was in a Cessna 177 Cardinal when they experienced an emergency just after takeoff around 4:09 p.m. Eastern. It did not make it back to the runway. Construction spending is higher, with single-family homes leading the way. New government figures show spending on residential construction rose 1% nationwide in August. Public construction, which includes spending on schools and highways, rose just over 0.5% in August. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Mr. Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Every time I call you Mr. Rick, I think I'm going to hear Casablanca music or something.
Well, I'm really tempted to call you Mr. Bill back, but then everybody say, oh, no.
Oh, no. Exactly. Yeah, we better stop. We'll do a routine here. Probably, but probably more entertaining than what's been going on in Congress. It looks like we saved the government. A shutdown was averted, but at what cost? And meanwhile, you got Matt Gaetz following up and saying, okay. And McCarthy is not flinching. He says, "Okay, fine. We'll put it on the floor later on today. We'll see what happens." Right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's Kevin McCarthy's basically saying, very simple. You know, you were intractable. We couldn't figure out a way to get you to vote for a CR that would have cut spending from what the current levels are. Vote for a CR that would have pushed the Senate to have to deal with, at least argue about the border. Mm-hmm. And instead, you know, you get the status quo because you refuse to vote for anything. And now you're going to say, well, you're going to try to put me on trial essentially and have my mm-hmm. leadership be challenged as speaker when, you know, the only problem in the room is you. Well, I think Kevin McCarthy's going in from a position of strength, even if he's only got 210, 212 votes, mm-hmm. 200 votes, solid votes.
Yeah.
No other Republican's going to have any votes. You know?
Exactly.
And
right.
So you look at it and you say, mm-hmm. what's the end game on this? And truth be told, I can't see one for Matt Gaetz, and I'm really sad by it because everything he was saying is true. Okay. I want people to understand what he was saying is true. Government's too big. You know, Ukraine spending, you have to have, you know, that needs to be really discussed, not a side deal or something, mm-hmm. which is how
exactly.
they typically do that kind of stuff. You know, we need to deal with the, you know, the out of control prosecutors, the out of control administrative state. There's a lot of things we have to deal with. But you can't eat an elephant all in one bite, and you have to be able to do something which Kevin McCarthy doesn't get to wave a magic wand and say, oh, there's 218 because Matt Gaetz wants it. Mm-hmm. He's got to get the people on the left wing of the Republican Party in this conference who voted for him, mm-hmm. Matt Gaetz didn't, who voted for him on board in terms of what they pass. And so...
Does Matt Gaetz politically bankrupt himself in this process, Rick?
I think it's possible that he really does. He marginalizes himself to such an extent, and you know, let's face it, the legislation he would not vote for, that he blocked, mm-hmm. that didn't happen, was put together by Chip Roy and Scott Perry. Mm-hmm. Okay? Two of the leaders of the Freedom Caucus put that together, and Matt Gaetz and I guess four or five of his colleagues said no. So in the Freedom Caucus, there's about 40 members of the Freedom Caucus, mm-hmm. and a max of 10 were with Matt Gaetz on this, and which means three-quarters of the Freedom Caucus was on the side of getting something done. Many of these people never vote for CRs, but they felt like this, in this instance, this was a deal they had to do. Mm-hmm. And
so what was, remind everybody, Rick, what did Chip Roy present? Was this the 8% reduction?
What he presented was something up front that they got agreement from the Liberal Republicans, and Chip Roy and a vast majority of the Freedom Caucus said, we're on the spending. The most the Liberal Republicans would do was the debt ceiling deal. Okay. Mm-hmm. So but it cut the spending levels to meet the debt ceiling deal. Mm-hmm. So there was a cut. And secondly, and Matt Gaetz and a lot of us, you know, McCarthy said we could have a discussion of further cuts on the CR, and Matt Gaetz was disappointed that that didn't occur, and me too. Mm-hmm. And then Chip Roy got essentially H.R. 2, which is the immigration reform bill that they put together,
right.
that really put the screws to the Biden administration, forced them by congressional edict, by spending choices made by Congress, forced them to enforce the border laws, forced them to go back to return to Mexico, forced them to set the border policy very directly.
That in and of itself is huge, Rick. That in itself, H.R. 2, right?
Never got the Senate.
Yeah.
Because it never, and that doesn't mean it would have passed the Senate. The Democrats controlled the Senate. But we would have had a big fight about it. We would have been trying to do something. You know, I don't get to control what Biden's going to do. I don't get to control my own family does, but from a standpoint of Speaker McCarthy or anybody else in this town, you only control what you control. Mm-hmm. Now, you can fight like crazy for it, and Matt Gaetz, what I'd hoped is he would hold out and he would say, okay, the deal is, I will vote for this, but we can't just rubber have the Senate say, oh, we're not doing it. We have to tell the Senate and the President that they have to meet these levels, and we have to do something about the border. And if we don't get something done on one of those two, then I'm bringing up the motion to vacate, because you didn't deal honestly. That would have been that's where I kept hoping you would go on this, mm-hmm. in terms of finally just saying, okay, force the Senate to do something. Because the Senate was just going to say, we don't care what you think, and do what they wanted to do.
Right.
But that didn't happen. And it's such a massive lost opportunity. And as somebody who's been doing politics for a very long time, you don't get many opportunities. You get two or three opportunities a year to get something done, where it's a must-pass legislation and you can get something done. And when the momentum is there to get something done, when the border is a mess, where the New York City mayor is saying, we've got to do something.
When you're starting to get media coverage that supports your perspective, I mean, that's momentum
and then you're on
your side,
the ball,
right?
Then
right.
You fumble the ball. What will Joe Biden say in the election? Well, there was a bill that was going to actually do something, but the Republicans couldn't agree.
Those MAGA Republicans again,
MAGA
you know,
Republicans,
those, yeah.
You know, and so Matt Gaetz, I think, made a. I don't know why. I know that he doesn't like McCarthy at all. I know that, you know, fighting against McCarthy is kind of something he loves to be seen as doing.
Well, he thinks McCarthy went after him, right? He thinks McCarthy went after him. Yeah, right.
McCarthy did go after him. He was,
okay.
he was, there's a bloodbath where he got to be speaker. He led
right.
the bloodbath.
But wasn't there something about the investigation as well? I mean, the roots of, you know, their discontent. That he claims that McCarthy led the investigation into, you know, his problems, a year ago or so?
He may feel that way. I'm sure McCarthy has something to was involved in it, but I don't know. He may believe that.
Right, right. But here it is. you know, Nancy Pelosi and Hakeem Jeffries end zone dancing, saying, see, we won. We beat out those MAGA radical Republicans once again.
Yep, that's exactly what Matt Gaetz did.
So, in other words, he's become a John McCain of the Republican Party.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
After the top of the hour, okay, the shutdown is averted. Our government is continuing to spend money. Will there, after everything is all said and done, will there be anything positive coming out of this exercise? Once again, you know, Rick, we find ourselves in this situation where we go to all through this pomp and circumstance, and it just seems like the Republicans find a way of, you know, stealing defeat from the jaws of victory here. I'm not hearing him. Okay, Rick, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you. Okay.
Good. Okay. I'm going to try to turn some positive in terms of the second segment, because there is some stuff that's happening that I think gives you some heart. And I believe where we can win some victories and force some fights in the Senate. First of all, having to fund the entire government for long periods of time, and, you know, the discretionary part of the government for periods of time is not the way it's supposed to work. We're supposed to pass appropriations bills. The House is working their way through appropriations bills. They got four of them done. They had two on the floor this week where they're putting appropriations bills up. There's amendments being offered. There's fights on the floor about things, how that spending should be done. And they're directly allocating spending on different issues, on different agencies and departments. Mm-hmm. Right. And putting policy decisions into those bills. So that's how it's supposed to be done. And so what Kevin McCarthy started doing in September was he started bringing those appropriations bills up. Now, that mistake he made is he should have brought them up in May and June. Mm-hmm. That's when that should have happened, May, June, July. And if you don't have them done, get them done in August. But that's what you should have done. But that didn't happen. So now we've got this 45 days. And what McCarthy's strategy appears to be is he's going to bring up appropriations bills. And he's going to bring up and get all the appropriations bills. They've already come out of committee. So there's no committee work left to be done. And you'll have a rule which allows certain amendments to be made to those appropriations bills. And you'll send them over to the Senate. And then the Senate can decide if they're going to deal with appropriations bills or not. And if they choose, if the Senate doesn't pass something and it's not the same as the House, then they go to conference and hopefully they can get some of the appropriations bills done and out of the way. Things like the defense appropriations bills and that one in particular is a big ticket item. And so you get some of them out of the way. At which point, when you're discussing a, you know, government quote unquote shutdown, suddenly it's a lot smaller because you've got a number of the agencies already funded.
Right.
You have a number of the departments already funded. And so it's a smaller amount of the government that is affected. And so that becomes, you narrow your problem, essentially. And hopefully through the appropriations process, you take care of some of the problems, and use the power of the purse through that process to at least direct spending in some way, shape, or form. And
aren't you able to minimize the earmark effect as well by doing it in the appropriation process as opposed to some sort of catch-all omnibus type?
Well, what you do is you create, in some respects, you actually create opportunities for people to create defunding earmarks, mm-hmm. where if you open your rule up on the House floor, a guy like Matt Gaetz can say, I don't like the fact that the Department of Interior has just made it the desert squirrel of a endangered species without using any science. It's basically to shut down acres and acres of land. Well, I don't like that, so we're going to delist the desert squirrel. And you can have that vote on the floor, and because everything these agencies do is designed to create greater and greater power and control through the regulatory state. And so Congress can say, hey, this regulation goes well beyond the law. We're going to, in this appropriations bill, say that regulation doesn't meet congressional standards, is stricken from the books. And they can do that. And then you do it.
Have they done that before?
Not yet. They have done it in terms of defunding. Americans for Limited Government defunded the Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing Act. Mm-hmm. We worked with Paul Gosar from Arizona. We worked, eventually passed it. Susan Collins offered an amendment to a Mike Lee bill, and we passed it in the House and the Senate and got it signed by President Trump as first appropriations mm-hmm. bill. So we defunded a major initiative to try to take over local zoning. That was a major Obama housing urban development initiative. It was, we were leading the charge on it. Little winemakers, us, few of us here in an office, looking and saying what's going wrong and things that, nobody's fighting on. So we fought about it and we won. It took 3 years, but we won. C See, that's how you win these things. That's how you shrink the size of the scope of government, is you fight the battle every day. You don't grandstand. You fight the battle every day on the issues that, not the, necessarily the big issues that all the big guys are on, but mm-hmm. you take the issues that nobody's talked about that really matter.
Right.
And you make them a focus, and you drive the point home, and sometimes you actually win.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a, but when you lose a, when you lose the opportunity because somebody doesn't, you know, throws a temper tantrum.
Yeah, they don't see the bigger picture.
It makes me mad. Because it's not because, you know, everybody can
well,
do what they
it's
want.
It's a lost, it's a lost opportunity.
It's a lost opportunity.
Rick.
And there aren't, if you only have three opportunities a year to get something done, you know, to maybe two opportunities a year to get something done, and somebody throws away one of them, yeah, it makes me mad.
Yeah, yeah, I imagine. I understand that better now. RFK has decided, RFK Jr., he's going to go independent. Who's hurt the most with that decision, the Democrats or the Republicans, or both?
I think it hurts both, but I think it hurts both, and probably hurts Trump more than Biden. Truthfully,
you think so? You think more? Really?
Well,
okay.
Yeah. Well, let me. I'll give you my rationale. I haven't done the analysis in terms of looking at numbers, but there are a lot of people who would vote against Biden, who would vote for Trump because he's the only alternative. Trump has the liability. When you talk about the vaccine mandates and all the COVID stuff, a lot, you know, the vaccine was created under Donald Trump. Now, he's not the one who created the mandate. That was Biden.
Right.
But those who are, a lot of people who are independents, independent voters, look at Donald Trump as being the father of the vaccine and Biden being the Hitler of the vaccine, but they don't like either one. Mm-hmm. And Kennedy appeals to them, and Kennedy has a tremendous appeal to a significant portion, and that significant portion of the population who are really were politically awakened on COVID. There's some people on the left who, Naomi Wolf and others, who, you know, sit there and got woken up to the censorship and stuff based on the what happened under Biden and reject that. But they're not going to vote for Trump. So they're not. So they've got.
Why isn't Trump defending himself regarding the vaccine? I mean, here the country was put into fear because of, you know, the ruling pharmaceutical class and, you know, the NIH, our health department, Dr. Fauci, scared the holy what have you out of people. And, you know, meanwhile, you know, we found ourselves in a real emergency because Trump goes to the, you know, cupboards to get PPE and ventilators and everything else. And, you know, again, just like the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, the Democrats empty it out and they never refilled it. And so now we're in a mad scramble.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yeah, fact is, he should defend himself. He did, in my estimation, a phenomenal job, considering what we have now and what you could expect from a Biden administration, lack of energy.
Right.
He did a phenomenal job. He put a fast-tracked a vaccine. The difference is, Biden said you had to have it or else you couldn't go to school. He's the one who said you had to have it, you couldn't go to work. He's the one who threw you out of your job if you didn't get it. Trump created a situation where people who needed a vaccine and could get one, and it had some health benefits, and for some people it had health negatives.
And he gave an option to try as well.
Yes.
Which they submarine.
Because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. 9-year-old Charlotte Sino went missing Saturday night at Morro Lake State Park, north of Albany, New York, while on a camping trip with her family. Governor Kathy Hochul confirmed yesterday that Sino was kidnapped and that the accused abductor is in custody. She also said Sienna appeared to be in good physical condition as she was rescued last night. Hochul said the suspect left a note at Charlotte's parents' house demanding ransom. Fingerprint analysis led to the man's mother's home, where a SWAT team found Charlotte in a cabinet inside a camper. The suspect will be charged after officials go through all the evidence. Texas Democrat Congressman Harry Cuellar is said to be okay after he was carjacked last night in Washington, D.C. Authorities and Cuellar's office say it happened about a mile from the U.S. Capitol. Police are looking for three men who they say took Cuellar's vehicle and his luggage. At least one of the carjackers had a gun. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got Dr. John Lott joining us. Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center and author of Gun Control Myths. Hey, John, how are you? Okay, I guess we're still waiting for him. The update here is California has become the first state on September the 14th to officially call for a constitutional convention to allow states to approve an amendment to raise the age of gun ownership to 21, impose background checks on private transfers of guns, require waiting periods for buying guns, and enact an assault weapon ban. Here we go again. Dr. John Lott joins us now. John, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Always good to have you with us. So break this down, what Governor Newsom and the gang is up to here, from the Golden State.
Right. Well, I mean, this is something that Gavin Newsom came up earlier this year, and he was able to get his state legislature to go and pass for this call. I don't think anything's going to happen with regard to it because they're going to have 38 states. They're going to be willing to go along, and I don't think there are enough states, at least today, that Democrats have control over. But, it gives an idea where they're coming from on this stuff. I guess the thing that worries me the most is what's happening to the courts. By the end of next year, Democrats will have appointed two-thirds of the circuit and district court judges in the country. And by the end of the next term, if the Democrats were to win again in the presidential election next year, Clarence Thomas will be 80 and Sam Alito will be 78. Mm-hmm. Likelihood that you'll lose at least one or both of them is pretty high. And if you lose one or both of them, it would have a major impact on a whole range of court decisions, including
the Second Amendment type cases.
Wow. Well, and this has been a progressive march, you know, through the courts, that they have, you know, made a direct move. And meanwhile, I mean, it seems like, you know, what can conservatives do about this, John?
Well, I mean, I guess the bottom line is that elections matter.
Yes.
I guess also people just need to kind of inform themselves about the arguments that are there. So Newsom has picked four different types of gun control laws that he thinks are popular. But, you know, there are real problems with the argument. So, like, you take raising the age of gun ownership or gun possession to age 21. You know, Newsom and Democrats will go and argue, well, crime rates by 18, 19, and 20-year-olds is pretty high. You know, they commit crimes at relatively high crime rates compared to other ages. And that's true. But the problem is that the rule changes that they're talking about don't affect all 18, 19, 20-year-olds. The only ones it affects is it makes it so that people who are law-abiding, who can go and pass criminal background check, it's those individuals now who aren't going to be allowed to go and obtain a gun. And the problem is that while it's true that 18, 19, and 20-year-olds generally commit crime at relatively high rates, the ones that this would be changing for, those in that age group that can go and pass a criminal background check, those people tend to be very law-abiding. In fact, more law-abiding than people that are over 21.
Well, John, you and I talked about this before, but these kids that are breaking the law, aren't they generally, you know, concentrated in particular areas, like in blue states, in you know, in these urban areas where, you know, that's more likely to occur as opposed to some of these rural areas? So now you're condemning, you're using a broad brush and condemning all, you know, under 21-year-olds. When you break it down, you would discover that most of the laws are being broken in targeted areas.
Well, I mean, look, law enforcement type issues are a local decision. Things like the number of police you hire or the rules that the police have to operate under. Issues like who the district attorney is and whether or not they're going to be convicting people. Judges who made decisions on releasing inmates from local jails over the last couple years. Those are all local decisions, and they have a big impact on
exactly
whether it pays for people to go and commit crime. And what you find is that blue counties that voted for Biden, for example, for president, they tend to have a much, much higher, more than twice the murder rate than counties that voted for Trump. And, you know, it makes a real difference there. And the problem is that if you make it so that it's not risky for criminals to go and commit crime, you're going to go and get more crime committed.
And so because they're reckless in applying, you know, judicial common sense and Second Amendment common sense, the rest of the states, you know, get to participate and share in the misery because of their theoretical poor policies that aren't working.
Well, I mean, I would say people tend to commit crimes against people who are similar. Young people tend to commit crimes against young people.
Yes.
And so you may have a 20-year-old woman who's being threatened, you know, under this type of thing, if she lives in a high crime city and the police aren't able to go and protect her, the type of proposal that Newsom and the Democrats want will make it impossible that woman to legally be able to go and obtain a gun to be able to protect herself. And if my research convinces me of anything, it's that basically you have two groups of people who benefit the most from owning guns, women and people who are the most likely victims of violent crime, which are poor blacks who live in high-crime urban areas. And the various gun control proposals that Newsom is putting forward will affect those people the most. They'll be the ones who are going to be prevented from being able to go and protect themselves.
And this evidence, I mean, this isn't something that just, you know, came up through the transom. I mean, this is well established, what you're sharing with us right now. And it astounds me that because of ideology, Newsom just cannot see or even care to understand what damage these laws will do. And, of course, then you get judges who are all participating, as you said, when the courts are being, I guess prejudiced in a way because of the Biden administration, because it's their choice. And, again, all driven by ideology. I mean, they're not making us safer. I mean, the risk element has gone up exponentially, hasn't it?
Right. I mean, look, we live in a weird world right now where the same people that want to make it so that the police aren't able to do their job, that the law enforcement system as a whole isn't able to go and work well. These are the same people that go then and say that individuals aren't going to be allowed to protect themselves either. So
yes,
it's kind of like they want to do everything they can to make it so it's not risky for criminals to go and commit crime.
Is that utopian, you know, to think that?
I think that's probably a good way of phrasing it.
Well, Dr. John Lott is with us, and, we're talking, the ever, progressive movement of those on the left, which is interesting. You know, it's guns for me, not guns for thee. They've got plenty of security, but, when it comes to your own security, well, then they want to limit your freedoms, take away your Second Amendment right, all based on this theory. And then, of course, it's scary to think what the end game is. Stay with us. We got more coming.
From Burger King while supporting your community. Coca-Cola is a proud supporter of the Burger King Foundation, which has granted over $60 million in scholarships to over 55,000 scholars, creating brighter futures and positive change in the lives of children and families through education. Now through the end of November, join Burger King in raising funds for the Burger King Foundation's education initiatives and enjoy three delicious menu items for just a dollar. Visit a participating Burger King restaurant and purchase three coupons for $1 to help positively impact your community. Each coupon gets you your choice of a free small soft drink or coffee, free small fries or hash browns, and a free small soft serve. All funds raised stay local, right in your zip code. Burger King Foundation scholarships are open to team members and community members, and your dollar makes a difference. So go ahead and have it your way, and know that you're also giving back to your community. Visit your local participating restaurant or www.burgerkingfoundation.org for more information.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John Lott is our guest. He's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center and the author of Gun Control Myths. Yes, we've been talking about gun control, but we're also, you know, discussing the frustration that America is going through. And I think it's in stages. It's kind of like not everybody is up to speed on what is going on, you know, particularly case in point, Donald Trump. You need to keep your eyes and understand what is going on and what our government, our weaponized government, is doing to one person. And it's one person specifically, but then the next, you know, the next part of it is the rest of the people who are supporting Donald Trump, who believe that, who believes that Donald Trump is the answer to America's problems, and they want Donald Trump in the White House. And they're doing every, I say they, the progressive left and all these that are involved in this lawfare, you know, type of weaponizing of the judicial system, which John had referenced earlier. This is in full bloom. And here we are, you know, even though Donald Trump, if you remember, in one State of the Union said that we would never, ever be a socialist country. Well, boy, I'll tell you, we're sure acting like it, John, you know, a socialist or a communist country. I mean, what is the difference between America, you know, who is now prosecuting its you know, political enemies, if you want to put it in those terms? You know, what is the difference between us and, Venezuela or Cuba?
Right. Yeah, I mean, things that have happened, you know, 6 years ago, if you had told me or made predictions about a lot of the things that have transpired, you know, the FBI, CIA, NSA spying on the presidential campaign of another candidate, you know, going, you know, these legal cases against the leading presidential candidate for the Republicans. You know, we could go on for a long list of things, you know, the FBI and Department of Justice kind of literally deep sixing cases against the current president and his son. You know, it would be unthinkable. Exactly. Nobody would have guessed a lot of these types of things. But, you know, you take something like the civil case that's against Trump that started yesterday in New York. The judge there has already ruled that Trump has overreported the value of his property in trying to get loans. I mean, first
of all, the people that gave him the loan have no problem with what happened.
Exactly.
Secondly, at which would end it right there. I mean, if the people who made the loans feel that there was no inaccurate information, the case, there wouldn't be a case. They would, you can't, but the judge there, the request of the Attorney General for New York has made the ruling already that Trump overreported the value of property. And what he used is the property tax assessments that are there. And, you know, maybe the judge has never owned property. Maybe the judge, you know, has no clue how this works. But anybody who owns property knows that the market value tends to be much higher than a property assessed value. I know for the house that I own, you know, it's almost twice the amount. And, you know, it's crazy because by using the property tax assessed value, you know, he's claiming that Trump overstated the value of the property that's there. So, you know, I don't.
So who lost in this? If he's overstating the tax value, he paid taxes based on that overstated value. So how does the state lose, or how does the federal government lose? You know, if you just go along with that, I don't understand this.
Well, I mean, you talk to any property assessor that works for the counties that you live in. You know, they can change the tax rate that they have. They can change the valuations. They can update them. You know, one of the things is they don't increase it too much from year to year, though they can increase because otherwise people's property taxes could soar you know, for houses that they own. And, you know, so it helps keep them relatively more constant over time. You go and you sell your house, there may be a new evaluation that kind of upstates it, and that's one risk that you take when you go and you buy a house there. But you know, it's like a different set of rules for Trump in that case. I have to say my big concern is that you look at polls and there's like 53 or 56% of likely voters who will say that there's no way under any circumstance that they'll go and vote for Trump. And part of it is the fact that while you and I can go and talk about some of these problems that are there, the vast majority of the media is doing voters are
doing the bidding. Well, they're doing the bidding for Biden and the Democratic Party. That we've known that for a long time. And this is, again, why, we're so fortunate, John, that we have this independent network, that we can talk about this, that nobody is shadow banning us here and nobody canceling us. I mean, they do not the network, other entities, you know, that will carry the program will try to squash the truth. But we're committed, you know, to pursuing the truth and letting people know, you know, what's going on. But meanwhile, as you said, people have this wrong impression and perception of Donald Trump, and you know, they vote accordingly because of this this information. And meanwhile, you got Joe Biden and the rest of the party yelling and screaming about disinformation, and they are the ones that are the greatest the greatest purveyors of said disinformation, either by omission or commission.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's good that you're there. Unfortunately, not the whole country's listening to, you know, your show on this stuff. And you know, I worry that, you know, we've seen the types of changes over the last, you know, 5 or 6 years in terms of things that we never would have guessed were happening, have happened. You know, and I was just in Miami and taking an Uber driver. The guy was telling me he had just come from Guatemala 2 years ago. He had come across the Mexican border there. When he got to the U.S.,
the Biden administration had flown him to Florida, had given him a Social Security card and a work permit.
Wow.
And this guy was in his 20s, but he had 8 kids in Guatemala, and his goal was to go, but from 2 different wives, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And he had very little education himself. His English was pretty horrible. But he was going to bring, he showed me a picture of the kids, and he was going to be bringing them all to the United States. That was kind of his goal. I had the impression that the kids were getting about as little education as he had had. But, you know, it's really 6 million plus that we know of that have come into the United States over the last 2 years or so.
Yeah, on top of the 30 million we're already here that they keep saying was 13 million. Well, you know, we've been saying 13 million for 30 years. So we know that it's got to be, you know, upwards of, you know, 25, 30 million. Add another 6 on top of that, you know, and everything.
But, and that's what we know of. Those are the ones that turned themselves in or that we saw come across the border. I mean, given that the border control has basically been reassigned to, you know, handling the people and processing them to, and then releasing them into the country. I mean, they haven't even been watching the border that much. We don't even know how many have come through that we don't know, but it's just kind of the whole process of kind of dramatically changing, the country. And,
Without a doubt. And you say, oh, we'll come back in 8 years. Well, in 8 years, I mean, here you've got this kid. He's 20 years old. He's in his 20s and he's fathered 8 kids. Well, how many other children are going to be fathered while their parents are here in this country? And and now they're anchor babies. So now we've got another expanding list of DACA, you know, kids that are going to have to be amnestied. And then how do you tell the parents, well, your kids are citizens, but you're not?
Right. Well, I mean, I'm worried about things like vote fraud and other things that are going to be occurring.
Exactly.
You just see the lengths to which Democrats have been willing to go in terms of spying on presidential campaign of the opposing party, going and using evidence that they know is false in order to try
and create. And the thing is, John, we, you know, on the Republican side, you know, Watergate wasn't that long ago. I mean, and this makes Watergate look like, a game of patty cakes here by comparison, doesn't it?
No, I agree. Yeah.
But I'm with you, John. This is these are the times that try men's souls, and I think there needs to be some serious soul searching by every American to decide what kind of America they want going forward. Because you have these antithetical forces that are doing everything they can to bring down this great American idea, and what they want to replace it with is nothing short of communism, in my humble opinion. What do you say? We got 10 seconds left here, John. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, I agree with you. They are willing to do anything to keep power, it seems, which is pretty scary.
Yeah, exactly. Dr. John Lott, he is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.